I'm now going to welcome into the studio a comedian. Regular listeners will know I like talking to comedians because the thing I love about comedians is they're never funny when they're not actually doing their stand-up material. But Andy Robinson may well disprove that. Andy, how are you doing, sir?
Such a pressure on me now. Yeah, no, have you had that a lot, that no comedians are funny in the interview situation?
I find that, you know, off stage, a lot of comedians are really weird.
Yeah.
You know, and they're a little introverted and quite self-conscious. And having done stand-up myself, I'm feeling like I can get away with saying all this.
Okay. That's interesting, that idea to me, I think there is an idea that they need a light on them.
I mean, I'm not trying to uncover. We're not going deep into who is Andy Robinson. This isn't, you know, you're not on a couch. It's fine. They really just want to find out what you do.
That'd be a very shallow dive anyway for you.
You are from Birmingham.
I am from Birmingham.
As people could maybe have identified early biscuits from your accent.
Sometimes. Often I get that occasionally. I was in the States recently and everyone thought I was from London, which was a right treat for me.
That's so annoying, isn't it? And then they ask if you know certain people and it's always a John Smith. Where have you performed? Because you've performed for our military audience before.
Yes, which is always an honour and a treat, let me tell you.
Good, that's the right thing to say. Yeah. You've been around...
It's true as well.
Good, good. There's sincerity in the voice, but the thing you can't tell is there's sincerity in the eyes. Andy, whereabouts have you been?
I've been to Cyprus several times. I've been to...
That's decompression, yes.
Yeah.
So you've done a bit of that. So when the guys have come back, so I guess, pretty rowdy.
Often there's a idea that they're rowdy and they apologise for it, but to be honest, they can be a delight, you know, if you go to a club night in wherever you want to call it, Preston on a Saturday night. No, it's not too bad, you know.
Okay, so you've enjoyed decompression.
I really like it, yeah. I really like doing them.
And where else have you done?
I have been to Turkey, I believe, a while back, and Qatar.
We've got listeners there now.
Yeah, certainly. And it's always it's quite good because you never quite know what you're going to get. There is a thing when you're just doing the clubs, there's a certain degree of expectation there. But these are really good and keep you on your toes, these gigs.
Yeah. So you find that being heckled when you're in a club, let's say in Preston, is different to when you're being heckled by guys and girls who've got access to weapons of mass destruction?
Well, I don't think there is, but in the back of my mind, there is always that going about, you know. I don't think there probably is much difference in the nature of the heckle, but you do have a respect for the military, put it that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you should.
As you should, quite right. He's very good at this. You are a middle... You don't have to say this. Stuff, you know?
No, but I feel that
I don't.
No, all right then, fair enough. Am I coming across as ingratiating?
No, it's lovely. Okay. It's a beautiful thing. I tell you what, you can't tell this here, dear listener, but Andy is completely naked, and I think it adds to...
You told me that was the thing to do, though,
it's appropriate. It's
okay,
nice.
As long as... You said everyone did this.
They do. Okay. You are Middle East bound soon. Now, for obvious reasons, we can't give exact details, but excited?
Always, yeah. I'm really excited. I'm going to say that after my ingratiating tone. Yeah. I feel now I shouldn't be so...
Lay it on less thick.
No, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
People will want to know about who haven't seen you before. And I know comedians hate this question, but your style.
A lot of comedians talk about this idea that they find their voice after however many years. And I think my voice is not found yet. I do some one-liners. I tell some stories. I tell some observations. I like to sort of mix it up. I don't really like the idea. Personally, when a comedian's got a style... I switch off after about 10 minutes because I kind of know the thing. So I think, much to my, obscurity, maybe, that the gimmick is that I haven't really got a style. And I like to mix it up, have some one-liners in, some observations of things you've seen, audience banter, I always enjoy. Let's call it a casserole.
Nice.
Which might be one of the most pretentious things that I've ever said.
Andy can't be pigeonholed Robinson. Hey, that could be the name for a show. I don't know.
Pigeonhole casserole.
Yeah, oh pigeonhole casserole. That's good. If you ever do some music, that's a great name for an album.
I do some music sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah, that's another thing I can do in my stand-up sometimes, a bit of music. I chuck in sometimes.
What instruments are we talking about?
Guitars and keyboards and ukuleles and bits and bobs. I use music sometimes in there.
Yeah, I like comedy music. That's great.
Yeah, I think so. Comedians don't like it. They think it's cheating, but I think
some do.
I think this. I suspect they're the ones who can't play an instrument, and they're a bit jealous of the people who can.
I've got a theory. I know the answer to this question. When you were growing up, did you ever think the military was for you?
No, but I had a big. Do you know one of the things? I'm a big Elvis fan. I don't know how this will sound, but I'm going to say
it. I'm not sure how this is related either.
G.I. Blues. Watched Elvis and G.I. Blues. And the whole thing when Elvis went in the army and that stuff. And that had an impact on me military-wise. And then as I've realised, there's no reality to
that. Not none whatsoever. You never saw Elvis pooing in a bag in the Middle East. Right. So it's fair to say, Andy.
I would have liked to have seen that film.
Would you? not so keen myself. Andy, it's fair to say, Andy Robinson, you enjoy performing for the troops. I will give you one last opportunity to say that.
I'm not going to say it now. I know what you're doing. I know, I've been bullied like this. First of all, I'm naked. Now I'm having to...
It's actually got less awkward, I think. Andy Robinson, it's been an absolute pleasure. Oh, thank you very much for having me. Really enjoyed it. Thank you.